speech and talked about the what she characterized as a profound difference between Donald Trump and herself, and how the former president, quote, violated the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And I think this gets to one of the fundamental differences in this election, is that we cannot trust Donald Trump to uphold those institutions. We cannot trust Donald Trump not to violate that oath to the Constitution. And she mentioned it several times throughout her speech. And I think that was a powerful speech. And I think one that will be remembered beyond just a one day campaign rally speech. I think that is a speech that is going to really resonate as something that is powerful beyond just, you know, rallying supporters in one particular place. I think this speaks to something larger.
Well, it certainly seems to be speaking to maybe people who up until now maybe have not been inclined to vote for a Democrat for president. Do you think these speeches landed with them?
I think Cheney's speech in particular, you know, really put that out there, and talking about, you know, the moments of Donald Trump's time and comments and all of his actions that he took in and around January 6th. And the quote that she said that I marked down during the speech was that patriotism ahead of partisanship is not an aspiration. It is our duty. And I think that is something that can really resonate with a lot of Never Trump Republican voters, people who might be on the fence in this, and people who are worried about the future of American democracy after what Donald Trump did in the wake of the 2020 election.
Civic Media Fox Valley Bureau Chief Lisa Hale is in Ripon. And Lisa, it seems like an obvious question, but how did the speech go over with the crowd in Ripon?
I think they enjoyed the speech. Let's just put it that way. Between the chants of thank you, Liz, and then the just cheers and the talk back during Harris's speech, you can tell that this crowd is really just in her hands. So this is her crowd. It's her vibe, her energy, and that's what you're seeing here. It's still a lot of excitement. Right now she is shaking hands and meeting with people, which is something that I didn't expect to see.
So the crowd is still milling around. It's a beautiful fall afternoon in Wisconsin. And now, Dan Schaefer, we move on as this campaign goes by very quickly. And the former president, Donald Trump, will be in Juneau on Sunday. And I was curious to know what you've heard about what he may have to say in Juneau this weekend.
Well, it'll be the fourth time Donald Trump will have spoken in Wisconsin in the last, I believe, 9 days. Once that rally does happen, you know, many of his rallies have been fairly similar in recent days and weeks with the former president, you know, struggling to stay on message, veering from topic to topic. And a variety of, you know, touching on a variety of issues, so often returning so many of them to the issue of immigration. And I think, you know, just taking a look at this speech today from Liz Cheney from Kamala Harris, you know, I think I have another quote from Harris here that I think really stood out to me. And speaking about the issues of democracy, which I don't think Donald Trump is going to talk about in similar terms in Juneau later this week, but I'll read this quote here. Anyone who recklessly tramples on our democratic values as Donald Trump has, anyone who has actively and violently obstructed the will of the people and the peaceful transfer of power as Donald Trump has, anyone who has called for the quote-unquote termination of the Constitution of the United States must never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Now, that seemed to me like perhaps the line that drew the greatest amount of audience feedback, you know, just watching the event from afar here. And I think that is a powerful quote right there.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor. And this will do it for our coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in Ripon, Wisconsin. For Dan Schaefer, Lisa Hale, and all of us at Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Have a good night.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin! How we doing? Great to be on the air following Civic Media's amazing coverage of the Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney rally. That was pretty interesting. I was listening to that coming in, and man, we do a great job with politics here. It's kind of a tough act to follow, but maybe we could at least switch gears here and talk about some lighter fare, if you will. And I'm sure you can help me do that tonight, Conrad.
Yeah, I guess.
You're here anyway. You might as well, right?
I guess so, yeah. That makes sense.
It's a glass half full attitude. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, wherever you are joining us from here in Wisconsin. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful City Deck Landing here in downtown Green Bay at our WGBW studios. And a big announcement here at Nightlight. So for those of you listening, we have Civic Media is kind of really an anomaly, I think. I don't know much about how radio stations and networks start, but this network just got going so fast. And, you know, it's kind of an overwhelming task. I got on board with Civic Media probably last May, and I cannot believe with the amount of radio stations that they acquired when they launched, there's like 20 of them now in Wisconsin, that they're able to keep up with everything. And the crew, the engineers do such an amazing job. Chris Casper, Eric, and Drew were here last week working. And it's really inspiring. So the whole network is up and running. There's always work to be done, but everybody's working so hard here. And I'm excited because for about 6 months, and the reason I say all that is because hosting a talk show about entertainment and comedy and music and pop culture and Wisconsin and what's going on in Wisconsin, I want the show to be interactive. And we get a lot of texts, which is great. We get great comments on our social media. But I've wanted new phone lines or more phone lines for months. And I keep asking, and everyone's like, they're always like, yeah, we want to make that happen. We'll do that. Conrad, it's done, right?
We have more phone lines.
We have more phone lines. So tip of my hat to everybody at Civic Media from Sage on down. This is great that we actually have, because we would take calls, but we'd get like one call. And, you know, it's tough to have people. So I'm putting this out there now, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are great about interacting with the show. It's fun to talk about all the things we talk about. But now you can call, and you might be on hold for a few minutes, but we'll get to the call. So tip of my hat to Civic Media for making it happen. I never got, like, upset that we didn't have phone lines because I know that how much they have on their plate. And but they got it done. They said they would, and they did. So tip of my hat to everybody at Civic Media, especially Casper and Eric and Drew that were here last week working their butts off. And we can get calls. So dial us up. It's the same number, right?
Yes.
All right, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text now, ladies and gentlemen. It'd be great to hear your voice, but we're happy to get your text as well. And you can always text us on the stream. As you know, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and I think we're on – are we on Black and White TV, Conrad? How do we do this? Tell people how they can watch us.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwab and WGBW. We're on YouTube, Civic Media or WGBW, and on Twitter – yes, just Twitter.
Just Civic Twitter, Media. That's right.
WGBW.
That's all we ask, folks. Call it Twitter and get in touch with us one way or the other, because it's great to hear from you, and it's great to talk about all the things we love to talk about. So we've got a great show tonight, very guest-heavy and really fun guests. We're kind of varying it up a little bit tonight. As you know, Thursday night is our popcorn pick of the week. We do that at 6:35. And joining us tonight to help us make a great movie pick will be Amy Zimmerman of Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And she is the owner, and we've been trying to get her on the show for a few weeks now. She's finally, I think she was under the weather, and, you know, she owns a company. She's a busy girl. So she's going to join us tonight in studio. And I have to say, I was a little confused because I think her area code She had a Madison area code, but she's in Green Bay. We could talk about that when she gets here, but do you have any idea how that's happening, Conrad?
Maybe she started in Madison and then moved up here.
That's outrageous. Who would ever do such a thing? Either way, we'll get to the bottom of it. It's going to be great to have Amy in studio here. And then after we hear Amy's popcorn pick of the week, Ezekiel Drews will be here. He's an actor and the founder of a film festival called the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. I hope I'm getting that right. I don't have the sheet in front of me here, but Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. It looks like a really great festival. And so often when festivals get going, they get so big that, you know, it becomes almost at times, it seems like, less about the independent film and what celebrities you can get at the festival or what big, you know, movies you can show. Those are great too. But this is like it's a startup, I think. I think it's a pretty new film festival. So we'll talk to Ezekiel about that and his career as an actor. He is Milwaukee-based. It'll be great to meet him. And he is another referral of Guy Behind the Guy, J.B. Thompson, who was here earlier. Was that this week or last week? That was last week, right?
That was last week.
Last week, okay. So J.B. has introduced me to many people here in Northeast Wisconsin. So Ezekiel will be here a little later. And then we got cut short last week. We had a time issue with Jesse March. He is the marketing director, I believe, for the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, which is way over on the west part of the state, closer to the Twin Cities. And it is just a really cool theater over there. And they're doing some great things. They just restored everything. And they've got a big production coming up. So I told Jesse we'd have him on for another quick hit this week. And he was gracious enough to agree to come back on the show and give us some more of his time. So we'll talk to Jesse. And if you are in that part of the state listening, I highly recommend checking out the Festival Theater. It looks so beautiful. And just like a really classy space. So we'll talk about that with Jesse. Great guests. It is a Thursday night. As I mentioned, it's our popcorn pick of the week. Popcorn is the great movie snack pastime of America. But there are other things happening tonight, Conrad, in the world of sports. You're a sports guy. Fill us in. What's happening?
Well, the Brewers right now are playing the Mets. This is an elimination game for both. Whoever wins moves on to play the Phillies. And so, yeah, we gotta win that. That's for sure. We can't have this great season and then just lose to the Mets. That'd be very sad. I think Wisconsin would be sad as well.
Yeah.
But also, it's Thursday Night Football.
Right. Who's playing tonight?
It is the Atlanta Falcons against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh. Oh, good. Baker Mayfield's on TV again.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good now.
He's a hard guy not to like. I just don't get... Like, I like that he's kind of a survivor, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he's more than that. He's not a journeyman. He's better. He's a better quarterback. But I don't know why I don't get excited when Baker Mayfield's playing.
Do you get excited when Sam Darnold's playing?
I do now.
Okay. Well, that's kind of the same thing. You know, they both started out in pretty bad situations. They moved on. They showed that we still have talent. We belong in this league. And that's what they're both doing. And I really enjoy watching both of them.
That is a fair point. However, Darnold was really on the scrap heap. I mean, Baker Mayfield was doing commercials, you know, his rookie year. God, those guys. The reason I feel the way I do about him is probably because of those commercials. The first time it was cute, and then I was like, oh, God, they're going to play this five times during the game. This is horribly annoying. And it kind of changed my opinion of him. Yeah, because he's great. But Darnold, man, this guy, he was written off.
Yeah, he really was, and I think it's cool seeing it. You know, you start out with Baker was on the Panthers. I mean, they're still not doing anything good. But right. Darnold started on the Jets, and they were in the same situation. It's just nice to see them. And, I mean, Darnold came into a situation that wasn't that great this year anyways.
Right.
They're 4-0.
Who thought? Nobody saw that coming.
No one. I mean, honestly, their rookie was planning to start J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
And I believe his ACL, he's out for the year now.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold, who would have thought, right?
Right. And I can cheer for that. I think that's kind of cool. I think resiliency, there's something to be said for that in all facets of life, not just sports. But yeah, he's got some grit. So whatever. We got off on a tangent. The point is, our question tonight Popcorn is America's movie snack. What is your snack for when you watch sports? What do you like to eat when you watch a sporting event? Football, baseball, basketball. You get the drill. Kentucky Derby, Pinewood Derby.
Yeah, why not?
What do you like to eat when you watch a Pinewood
Water
Derby?
Polo.
Is it Pinewood? It's Pinewood, right? Were you a Boy Scout?
I was. I believe I did do that.
Well, thank you for your service.
I was in there. I was only in there because my dad wanted me to, I think. I don't remember.
I wrestled with it because it was like I was a Cub Scout for like a cup of coffee. I think I got through basic training and then I jumped ship. But,
yeah,
you know, like with my own child, they tried to get a chapter going where we lived in Los Angeles. I was like, you know, yeah, maybe he should join. And then I was just like, then I got to bring him to meetings. They're going to ask me to do stuff.
Then you started weighing options.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy around the Boy Scouts. So I think we bypassed it, but I have nothing to get. I think it's great. You know, if.
So actually, I just got. My parents moved. They had these like four buckets of Packers stuff that was in my room when I was younger and was at my great uncle's, I believe, and just got those buckets back. And I actually found the car that
Wait,
I raced.
What buckets? That's coming back to me now. What does that mean?
Well, I just had big buckets of stuff that was from my past.
Well, that has nothing to do with the Pinewood Derby.
No.
You're just saying that's where you put stuff.
But I found the car.
Okay.
I found the little podium that you put it on.
Wow.
And the car. It didn't look good. It looked like it could have used some work, probably why I lost.
I just didn't have the commitment. Like the Pinewood Derby, first of all, you got to build a really slick little car.
Yeah.
You got to have these great wheels on it. And I remember them saying, only race it on the track. Because, and I couldn't do that. I'm like, no way, man. We're outside playing, me and some other kids, and racing. And then they get on the track, and it's like creeping down the track. And the other kids that were like committed to the Pinewood Derby just blew us out of the water. But do you still have it?
I remember just playing with it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're that young. You're like, it's a cool car.
Yeah. I built it.
Yeah.
I'm like a junior Henry Ford. So that's our question tonight. Let us know. What is your favorite snack to watch sports with? You got football tonight. You got Brewers baseball. What is your favorite snack for when you watch sports? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's our popcorn pick of the week. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk independent film and theater as well. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Patriotism is like charity. It lives in the heart. Twin Oaks Country Club in Denmark wants to thank our local military members for standing tall and fighting for the red, white, and blue. Our soldiers embody the excellence this country stands for, and we are proud to salute them. May God bless our brave sons and daughters who serve this nation, and may God bless America. Patriotism. It runs deep at Twin Oaks Country Club in Denmark.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jim from Appleton says, ooh, favorite snack to watch sports with is no doubt cheese, crackers, and sausage. That is the all-time. That is the all-time Wisconsin snack.
Oh, yeah.
At any holiday party you go to, yes. there is like people, they got a knife and you cut your own slice of sausage off of there. You get cheese and crackers.
I always have like just platters of single sliced cheese, you know. You got your cheddar, your pepper jack, your Swiss.
Right.
And on the side of it is those different types of crackers.
Right.
So that's always good. And the summer sausage, you know, on that platter as well.
Summer sausage. That's it. Summer sausage.
Yeah.
So it is sausage. But yeah, it's, and I remember like at family parties, those would be out after about 3 hours. The cheese looks disgusting.
Yeah, like, it's slimy. And
but I can still eat the sausage. Like that didn't matter. Jim also says, I agree with you on the Baker commercials, but I've long thought he was underrated as the Browns quarterback. I will give you that. He is a good quarterback. There's no question about it. The guy is like, you know.
Again, you know, you just get put in these unfair situations as a number one pick. I mean, you're that good, but unfortunately, you'll go to one of those teams that need you, and sometimes it just doesn't pan out.
Oh, look at Bryce Young. He could be ruined.
Yeah.
People said that about Darnold too, but hopefully Bryce Young will get a second chance. But they're the worst organization in sports, maybe, the Carolina Panthers.
Well, the Carolina Panthers and the White Sox, they might have to go face-to-face in the all-time worst.
Right.
I think, though, what we do as Green Bay Packers, we get the quarterback, and we already have a good quarterback, a veteran. You learn from them, and that's what they should have done with Andy Dalton and Bryce Young, I think.
Not only that, but you guys have a coach that is a good coach for a quarterback to learn.
Yeah.
McCarthy was, Holmgren was, LaFleur is. That's a great system. And, you know, you've got, it's hard though. It takes a discipline to draft a quarterback when you don't need one is really, I don't think most organizations can do that. It's yeah. Tough. It's like, well, we either draft a pass rusher or a left tackle or a quarterback, even though we have a Hall of Famer. That's tough, you know? So that's our question tonight, folks, and great answer, Jim. What is your favorite snack to watch with or to eat with sports? Popcorn is for movies. You could say popcorn for sports too, but what is your favorite snack to watch? I can't talk. You know what it is? There was some kind of either, I don't know if it was a chemical spill. It looked like hazmat was up in Marinette today. And I got a late start because I had an issue with my washer and dryer, and a friend of mine was helping me fix it, and I still had show prep to do. It was just like one of those days where everything went askew. Finally, I get on the freeway or the highway, and I'm heading down here, and I'm like, oh, I did okay. The bridge is up. I've been doing this show for 10 yeah. months. I've seen the bridge up, but I've never gotten caught. Well, today I was behind it, and the boat that was going through was like a 50-horsepower nothing.
Those are always the worst ones.
Why is that? I mean, are those bridges that low that you need to raise them for any boat?
See, that happened to me a couple months ago. I think I was waiting for like 25 minutes. That was it, because the boat, you know, you get those boats, like you said, they're slow.
Right.
I put my car in park, actually, and just sat there and was like,
took a nap.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is terrible. So I look down to, is it Walnut, is the next street over, and I'm like, well, maybe I just do a U-turn here and go up to Walnut. But I was very proud of myself, because if I had done that, the boat would have been going that way, and that bridge would have gone up right as I got there, and I'd watch all the other cars zooming through where I just was. So I stayed, and I waited it out, and it wasn't too bad. But for some reason, it's affecting my ability to talk. So Todd Michaels is a paranormal investigator in his spare time. And he's really interesting to talk to about that stuff. He was on the show, he produced the show a couple weeks ago, and we talked about the paranormal and ghost stories and all that kind of stuff. He also has an uncanny ability. Like, I walked in the studio one day and Todd goes, "Oh man, what's going on with you?" And I was having a really bad day, but I didn't think, I thought I hit it well. And I'm like, "I'm just having a crappy day." And I'm like, "How did you know that? Am I that bad at disguising my bad moods?" And he goes, "I just have a thing. I can tell when people," and he does. And here's the other thing. He sends out these sheets every day. And this is kind of serendipitous. I did we talk about this for New Wisco Weekend? I did What's Eating Gilbert Grape as my movie pick of the week this week.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about it, but.
So that's what it is. And I almost added into the beat that Leonardo DiCaprio took that role at 18 years old, got Oscar nominated, and passed up a role in Hocus Pocus. And I was like, oh, I'll leave that out. And then in Todd's sheet that went out, this is actually yesterday, it says he's got that tidbit in here. Leonardo DiCaprio could have played Max in Hocus Pocus. He backed out because he was up for parts in This Boy's Life and What's Eating Gilbert Grape, both of which he got. So Todd is clairvoyant. Have you ever had a moment like that with Todd?
I don't think he's said that to me.
He's not on to you.
I don't think he's. What's wrong with you, man?
He just reads. Maybe it's just me. That's not fair either, because like he can always read me, and I have no idea what's going on with him. He just kind of always seems like he has it together. But I'm sure inside he's a boiling cauldron of, I don't know, radio. So yesterday we were talking about these funny reels on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram, but I don't really do anything on Instagram. But I watch the reels, and I don't know what it is about people falling. If they don't fall on their head or their neck, I laugh hysterically. I can't watch the ones where they fall in an excruciatingly weird angle. But the ones that I love now are the golfers. There's one, this guy has a cigar in his mouth. He's probably 60. And somebody hooks a fake snake to his belt. And he turns around and loses his mind. And the more he moves, the more the snake crawls after him. He's whacking at it with his golf course or his golf club. His friends can't even control themselves. They're laughing so hard. And his eyes are bugging out. I mean, I don't care who you are. Having a snake on your tail where it looks like it's just making a beeline for you is everybody's worst nightmare. But I was laying in bed like laughing. The whole bed was shaking. I'm trying not to wake my wife. And I just couldn't stop laughing. I love those. Do you watch the reels?
I've actually seen that one.
Yeah.
There's and a I was couple. Laughing like that as well.
It's just great. It's great stuff. Okay. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it is our popcorn pick of the week. And this week, making said pick will be Amy Zimmerman from Poppin' Z's. She is in studio. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to hear all about Poppin' Z's popcorn and get a good movie pick. It's win-win. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here she comes now, walking with the love for the love that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 45 pets displaced by Hurricane Helene are now in animal shelters around Wisconsin. The Humane Society's Lisa Bernard says the idea is to open up space in affected areas to handle local pets lost and reunite them with their owners. The Humane Society will make an announcement when the animals here are up for adoption. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
Excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say not enough people are aware those jobs are in the pipeline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Emergency response vehicles from the Red Cross are vital tools to distribute supplies and help during disaster recovery, said Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
Put them within the IRFs and bring them out into those hardest hit areas where there are individuals who are at home, but their homes still don't have power or are partially destroyed, or they just don't have the resources to get into where the resources sit.
Find out how you can help the Red Cross and other organizations assisting with Hurricane Helene relief by visiting civicmedia.us/help. 9 to 5 Wisconsin, an organization advocating for working families, has announced a series of candidate forums before the upcoming election. The 90th Assembly District Candidate Forum will be Monday, October 7th at 5:30 at the Brown County Central Library downstairs auditorium. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua Girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, low upper 40s. Early clouds tomorrow, then sunshine for the afternoon and a nice day. Cooler, though, highs upper 60s. Sunshine and a little breezy for the weekend. Warm Saturday, mid-70s. Cooler Sunday, high mid-60s. It's 71 right now.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park. Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, Brady Ewing, former Badger, talking about Badger football. Also the author of Out of the Darkness, the story of Aaron Rodgers, Ian O'Connor. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
I am Pete Schwabba. This is the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week. One of my favorite times of the week because it reminds me of movies. My first love is movies when we're not talking about people. And I absolutely love the idea of going to the movies, eating popcorn, hearing that popcorn being made. It's such a great, it's the American pastime when it comes to movie snacks. And joining me today, tonight, here on Nightlight is Amy Zimmerman, owner of Pop and Z's. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Pete.
It is so great to have you here. You were not feeling well a couple weeks ago. We had to reschedule, which we were happy to do because you sounded like you were not in good shape.
Oh, it was horrible. Just horrible. So I'm glad I'm upright.
And it was vertigo.
It was vertigo.
That's awful.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Could you not even get out of bed?
I could not get out of bed. My bed was spinning. I did not like that feeling at all. I wanted to get off this ride really quick.
Yeah. Do you have a popcorn that helps with vertigo? Have you
mastered
that? Okay.
Yeah. I wish I did.
Would have wolfed it down.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad you're feeling better. It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Poppin' Z's right here in Green Bay.
Right here in Green Bay. We've been at it for 14 years. So,
nice.
And we started it because my son has a disability.
Okay.
He has a traumatic brain injury. And back when he was in high school, we thought, okay, what kind of job can he do? So we did a bunch of research and we started out as kettle corn guys. And then that went really well, did that for a couple summers. And then we thought, okay, as he's getting ready to exit high school, how can we make this into a year-long activity? So did some more research and started. Then we went into the gourmet popcorn business. So it's been going crazy ever since.
14 years. And Danny works years. There?
Danny works there. He also goes to the CP Center here in Green Bay so he can hang out with his friends. And, you know, he went swimming today and do some fun stuff. And then when he gets home, we make popcorn. We spend most of our weekends making popcorn.
Who's so, involved? Is it just you and Danny or are there other people?
Primarily Danny, myself, and my other son, Matthew.
Okay.
And then when we get really busy, we coordinate before COVID, local high schools, Ashwaubenon High School primarily, in their work experience program for people with disabilities. They helped us out for the holidays for a number of years. COVID did a number on all of that volunteer kind of stuff. So some of those volunteers back when they were in high school still help me today during the busy holiday period. So that still keeps them involved, keeps them, you know, they have a job and, you know, so they enjoy it.
That's great. And it helps people, you know, you put people to work too, which is nice. It's a community business, a small business, which is great. I'm fascinated because most of the people I've talked to on the show that have popcorn companies, it was not their, like, I get out of college and I start a popcorn company. It was like, I was a welder or I did this or I had a painting business. Mm-hmm. Like, how does that happen? Did you, like, fall in love with popcorn or did you go, hey, nobody's making popcorn, I'll do that? You
know? I had no idea. I mean, this was not in my life plan of anything. But I'm a mom of somebody with a disability.
Right.
So my first priority is to see, you know, what can Danny do? And job opportunities for people with disabilities is horrible. And I wanted Danny to be involved in something that he enjoyed, that was safe for him, and that, you know, we as a family can do together.
Yeah.
So this just, you know, after lots of research, this just kind of fell into our lap, so to speak.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's really worked out well.
Is it something you do in your home? Can you make in your home or you have this? Okay.
No, you can't. We have a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
So we've, you know, in our kettle corn business, we started out in a trailer, you know, did that for a while. And then we rented a commercial kitchen for a while. And now we have our own space. So that's a big plus.
Why did you start with kettle corn? That seems messy and harder to do, more delicious than maybe than regular popcorn. But what made you start with kettle corn?
Probably because it was easy. Oh. You know, it task-wise, you know, there's not a lot of steps involved. So Danny can do those steps. Cost-wise, back, you know, 14 years ago, it wasn't so bad. It was easy to start, easy to get involved. So, you know, that was a huge thing. And at the time, I didn't have a whole big time commitment either. So I thought, okay, I've got the summer free. So let's give it a whirl.
That's so impressive that you founded a business just to help your son. I just want to say, I really think that's pretty incredible. So good for you.
Thank you.
What were you doing before you started popping the corn?
At the time, I was also a preschool teacher.
Oh.
So, you know, I did that during the regular year. And then, so I had my summers fairly open. So we kind of did that. But
that's terrific. Okay, so why is popcorn America's favorite movie snack?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
No, but it is. It's the number one snack overall. It beats potato chips.
It's healthier, right?
Yeah. It's healthier. Well, except for mine. Maybe not, but...
Well, I can't wait to taste it then. If it's not healthy,
well,
it must be good.
Well, after 60... Well, I shouldn't say all of it. Some of it is, you know, I put a lot of coating on some of this. So
we've got... This is what this is green and gold.
Green and gold.
Okay. If you're watching on the stream, if you're not, you should be. But if you want to join us, we can show you Poppin' Z's green and gold in honor of the Packers,
I assume. In honor of the Packers. Okay. But I... Mm-hmm.
So what... This is caramel corn?
It's caramel corn. Okay. Green and gold.
And it's not healthy?
Sure, I'll go with that.
Conrad, have you had some yet?
I have not.
Do you want to? Because I'm fasting. I'm going to try some tomorrow. Do you want to try some on the air?
Sure.
You should come in and grab a bag.
We also have the Green Bay mix, you know, promoting all things Green Bay.
Yeah.
Which has got caramel and then cheddar.
Caramel and cheddar.
Right.
Nice.
Lots of people say it's Chicago mix, but I'm like, I can't promote Chicago.
Yeah.
So I have to promote Green Bay.
Want to try the green and gold? There you go, buddy. All right, Conrad is going to give us a full report in moments.
Oh, boy. Pressure now.
It's a lot of pressure. So that's you brought a box in. You're very generous, or a bag with all kinds of different flavors. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Where you said you have 60 flavors?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to that? Where did that come from?
Well, again, Danny, in his classes at the CP, they analyzed my website. And they took a whole week to do this. They analyzed my website, came back with a whole list of flavors that we needed to make. So Danny brought this list back. We tried what we could, made what we could. Danny brings the samples back to CP, and they, you know, the ones that I needed to make, I kept those. Then they scratched off some other ones that they didn't think were so hot. So... You know, we've got birthday cake flavor, which somebody wanted for their birthday. Somebody liked chocolate, peanut butter, and caramel. Those were their favorite flavors. So we mixed
really
that together. We just come up with all kinds of different things.
It's not
Halloween flavors we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, holiday. Caramel drizzle.
It sounds like you have your own little focus group built in there.
We do.
Easy to check. That's very nice.
Do.
Right, yeah.
Our new flavors, Danny just brings a bag back to the class, and you know, they tell me if it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
If they wolf it down in 30 seconds, yep, you know, you
then
have
we're
a
good. Right, then we're good.
All right, so what's your favorite popcorn that you make? What's your favorite flavor?
Green Bay mix is... Probably
the one Conrad's eating right now?
The one Conrad's eating right now.
Look at him. He's in flavor country.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay.
We just made a new ranch flavor.
Okay.
Which is, you know, ranchero, we call it. That's a really good one right now. Another new flavor is pizza. Pizza flavored popcorn, which I was surprised.
How do you do that?
I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell me, I guess. Yeah.
I can't tell you.
It's kind of a...
Trade secrets,
asked.
You know.
You blend up a pizza, and then you drizzle it over. That sounds
that
horrible.
Sounds
I'm sure
really
that's
awful.
Not what you do.
Yeah.
So,
our way is a little easier than that.
So you like green and gold. What's Danny's favorite flavor?
Danny's is cheese.
Just cheese corn. Cheese
Just
popcorn.
Cheese popcorn. Although he'll anything, you know, the barbecue flan, you know, he likes those. The spicy ones, maybe not so much. But
okay,
you know.
That sounds good. The cheese is like a commitment, though, because you have to shower and towel off after you eat cheese popcorn. It's not, you can't just, you know.
Well, depends on how delicate you're eating this.
Listen, when I eat popcorn,
Amy,
I attack it. No, it's
well,
it's
you
usually...
and Danny would get along really good.
Do you have a thing where you kind of donate proceeds to people with injuries or brain injuries?
We do. We do an awful lot. Well... We do fundraisers for people as well.
Okay.
You know, we just had Operation Song, which is here in Green Bay. They ordered a bunch of our popcorn for them, and which is a military thing, and they're collaborating with creating music and that kind of thing.
Nice.
You know, that's going on tonight. So, yeah, we do give quite a bit back to the community. when we can. Right. But again, we're a small business. We got to make money in order to give it away.
Of course. But that's nice. And all the more reason, I think, if you're in the Green Bay area to try Poppin' Z's, eat some of Amy's popcorn. You've got 60 flavors to choose from, ladies and gentlemen. That's probably growing, I would assume, all the time.
Right.
She feeds it to high school kids and uses them as her own free focus group, so she doesn't have to pay a big marketing. You got to cut corners as a small business, right?
Right. You got to take advantage. See, he's exactly. he hasn't had dinner yet, so you know he's
that's
really
right.
Starving
I haven't.
Over there.
So this is good.
But we've also shipped 46 different states so far.
That was my next question: is how can people get it if you're not in Green Bay? How can people go to your website, ship it, send it to people like for the holidays or whatever? It's a great holiday gift.
Yep. And that's what, you know, you just go to my website, order away. Any questions, you can just email me and we'll
it's
get
just
back
Google Poppin' Z's or do you want to give the...
It's Poppin' Z's gourmetpopcorn.com. Longest website ever. If I knew what I was doing when I started, I would have shortened it. But, you know.
Where does the name come from, Poppin' Z's?
In my research, there was another company, I think it was in Kansas. Again, a dad and somebody with a disability. His
really?
Son had a disability. They were doing similar things in Kansas. And it just kind of, I think they were Poppin' Joe's. I think dad has passed away, so the business is sold or, you know, not existent anymore. But that's kind of, I figured if they can do it, we can do it.
Poppins is just a great thing. And yeah, it screams popcorn. So what else can, you know, unless it's...
How else do you...
I mean, could be like acne, I guess, or something.
Well,
but no,
you want to
popcorn
go there.
Is great. And I think that popcorn, too, is... I didn't know this. I only did this when we started doing this segment. I looked up popcorn, and it's because it became the snack because it was cheap during the Depression to make. Mm-hmm. And eventually theater owners love the idea that people could hear and smell popcorn when they come in. I mean, it's one of those things that just became a piece of Americana.
Right.
So great.
Well,
right.
And I didn't know when we started how many different kinds of popcorn there are.
Yeah.
So we actually use 3 different kinds of popcorn seeds in our popcorn.
Oh.
Which is different than what the movie theater guys
probably
make.
Right.
Yeah.
More basic.
So who knew? I didn't know that.
Have you, do you have a movie pick for us?
Danny likes...
Don't say it yet. Okay. Conrad, we need a... It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the actual popcorn pick of the week. Amy Zimmerman is here, about to make the pick. Go ahead, buddy.
Danny likes old school movies, Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2.
Oh, man. I love that.
You know, those... Yeah, Cars... Cars 1, Cars 2.
Danny would be about your age and my son Joe's age.
Those were some of the best movies.
Yeah,
I love them.
And they were you guys were spoiled that generation because those were the best kid
those
movies
were the best, right.
ever. All right, Amy Zimmerman is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you what you're watching on TV.
Oh, gosh.
When you're done popping the corn. So we'll do that next. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together action. abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
So I'm talking to Amy here, Amy Zimmerman from Poppin' C's Popcorn here in Green Bay. She just helped us make our popcorn pick of the week, and she did it on behalf of her son, Danny, who helps her make the popcorn Toy Story. So, I mean, that's one of, honestly... That's one of my top five favorite movies of all time, mm-hmm. is Toy Story. And Toy Story 2 as well. I know some people think that's better than the original. I just think Toy Story, the first one, was so different than anything I had seen.
Right.
And the whole
right.
concept of right. the toys, I don't think you can beat that. And 2 is great, and maybe it's a little more suspenseful. I don't know. But Toy Story 1 is one of my all-time favorite movies, so that's a great pick. So, folks, if you're looking for something to watch this weekend – give Toy Story a revisit because it is excellent, and Amy's son Danny loves it too. Mm-hmm. So you just told me, though, during the break, tell me your favorite movie.
Oh, The Cowboys, John Wayne.
John Wayne.
John Wayne. John Wayne movies, all the way.
We don't talk about I did say the other night, I think it was the anniversary of True Grit dropping, and I do like the Jeff Bridges True Version? Grit better than... I mean, it's a little updated. I love Jeff Bridges. I like John Wayne for that time. I don't know if that kind of acting holds up necessarily today. I don't know if you could pull that off. But he's such an icon.
Right.
And
right.
he made so right. many movies.
Right. Right.
So The Cowboys. And I can tell you, I've never seen that. So I'll have to check it out.
Oh, you've never seen The Cowboys? Oh, you've got to watch it. It's fabulous. Bunch of kids. It's just wonderful.
I will definitely check that out. That's a great...
Bunch of kids getting into manhood. It's... fabulous.
Oh, okay.
It's a good movie.
All right. I will check that out. And you said you grew up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So you liked all those Western movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And do you have another John Wayne one you like?
Now you're making me think. Other than True Grit, now I can't think of the one with Maureen O'Hara. Oh, I can't remember the name.
Conrad, we should go to the Google John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara. You also said you like your favorite. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite snack to watch during sporting events? And you said
popcorn.
Popcorn. You have to
it's
say
gotta
that.
Be popcorn. We have big bags all over the
Let's
house.
Say there's no popcorn left in the world.
Oh,
the world is devoid
left
of popcorn.
To eat.
Okay, then you just starve to death.
Right.
Wow. That's serious commitment to your product. And you're a big Brewers fan. Do you
big
have a production?
Brewers fan.
Or
we
a prediction?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And okay. I hope the guys pull it off tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But
it'll be fun.
It's going to be a good game.
It's nice when you're, I think, season. For me, it's like, it's nice when your teams are in the playoffs. It just helps a little bit. You know what I mean? But so do you have a TV show you binge watch at all? Or do you watch any of the Netflix shows, or are you too busy?
I'm pretty much too busy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, it's taking care of Danny.
You need to listen to
the
this
single
show,
mom
maybe.
Kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to listen.
If I sit down, I fall asleep. That kind of thing.
Well, that's a problem. You need some coffee, and we'll give you recommendations because you need more in your life.
I need some relaxation time, right?
We all
I
need
do.
That. But yes, in the I meantime, do. We appreciate you coming by. This was so much
thank
fun.
You very much.
And check out Poppin' C's popcorn, ladies and gentlemen. You wanted to tell us you have a flavor that you forgot to mention.
Right, I did. Well, speaking of the Brewers, we do have a Brewers popcorn as well. So
okay.
You know, you got to support, and we have Badgerland too for those Badgers.
For the Badger. Okay, for so what's the Brewer flavor?
We have two versions. There's one with a navy and yellow caramel, That's my son Matthew's favorite combo. And then we also have a navy caramel and white cheddar together.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. What about the Badgers?
Badgers is red caramel and white cheddar.
Okay.
Got to have those red and white colors.
I thought you were going to say like the Brewers flavors, like it tastes like a baseball mitt or something.
Oh, bite your tongue, Mr.
Well, that could
Cub
be interesting. I think that could be interesting. Change it up a little bit. Any new flavors on the horizon we should look for? You want to give us a teaser?
I think I better just kind of hold off. Well, we've been trying to work on a cream cheese flavor.
Interesting.
Yeah, but haven't quite figured that one out yet. So we're working on that one.
Give people
That's
one more time.
For the day.
Okay, tell people one more time where they can find your popcorn, where they can mail it to someone. Send someone some Brewers popcorn for the holidays. If they get past this round of the playoffs, maybe it's the perfect snack to send someone. So how do they find
Especially if you're watching the game. Poppin' Z's gourmetpopcorn.com.
Poppin' Z's gourmetpopcorn.com. Or do what I do. I just Googled it and you came up and that's how I found you. So this was fun. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you missing some of the Brewers game to spend time being silly here.
Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed. Go Brewers.
Keep Danny at it. We need more flavors. 60. Don't stop at 60.
I know.
All right.
What am I going to say?
Conrad, we need a report. How's the popcorn?
Oh, it's great.
Is it gone?
It's going to be. I haven't had like, you know, really good made popcorn like that in a long time. So it's really good.
Thank you.
In the caramel corn too. I love when you walk by a place and they have fresh caramel corn and you can smell it. Where is your store here in Green Bay?
Our commercial kitchen is actually.
Oh, your commercial kitchen. Okay.
Right.
You sell everything right out of there.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We don't have a storefront licensing requirements.
Okay.
And where we are.
So can people like roll up right on your property and buy some popcorn from you?
No.
No.
Well, we make all our popcorn.
That's a fine
Sorry
how you
about
do.
That. But
just,
we make
I'm
our
totally
popcorn
teasing.
To order. So it's always fresh. I don't have stuff laying around. So no, you can't just show up at my doorstep and
That's fair.
Popcorn.
That's
so,
fair, Amy.
You know,
hard working single mom selling the popcorn. Her sons are helping her. Check out Poppin' Z's popcorn. This was so much fun. Amy Zimmerman, thank you for coming in and helping
thank
us with
much.
Our popcorn pick of the week.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You.
Good luck
you
to your Brewers.
You
I wish you
I
luck.
I know. Okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed. There's always next season.
All right, we're talking independent film and acting next with Milwaukee-based actor Ezekiel Drews. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Folks, you're just not going to want to miss this. I've got an incredibly special interview with Illinois Senator and Purple Heart Award recipient Tammy Duckworth.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure? Like yourself, not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.